From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today we look back at Texas artists who made music in 2014, but first, a weather update for New Year's Eve. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for counties west of DFW and a winter weather advisory for some parts of North Texas. There's a chance of precipitation tonight in DFW with a low near 30. We could see some sleet and freezing rain after midnight. Now it's time to wrap up 2014. We've reported this year on breakthroughs like Ebola-fighting robots, high-tech fall prevention, and an academic rehab program for concussions. Lauren Silverman debriefed Eric Austin on some of the year's top health and science stories.
Lauren, let's start with Ebola. You talked with researchers hoping to slow down this deadly disease with the help of robots?
That's right. I visited the Center for Robot-Assisted Search and Rescue at Texas A&M. It's something that I didn't know existed. And that's where engineer Robin Murphy is imagining ways to use robots not only for surveillance, like drones, but for safe cleanup and even the transportation of bodies.
So think of one of those bobcats, those little small construction pieces of gear. But now, instead of having a scoop, because I would be horrified if any of my relatives were just scooped up in there, think about now replacing that scoop with a coffin or sarcophagus. Perhaps our architecture department is looking at how to make it look nicer, more affirming.
Although it sounds grim, the idea of mortuary robots is actually taking off.
Mortuary robot, that's, interesting term. Yeah. Now, before Ebola made headlines here in North Texas, you were working on a series called The Broken Hip. And it's actually a major issue here in Texas and across the country.
The numbers are shocking. One of every five people who breaks a hip after the age of 50 dies within a year. And many broken hips are the result of falls. In 2011 alone, more than 60,000 Texans older than 50 were hospitalized for falls.
The statistics are just staggering. So as you talk with experts, what do they say are the best ways to prevent these falls?
One of the keys to preventing falls is improving balance. As we age, our hearing changes, our vision, that all shifts. So if seniors can learn to use these senses better, then they'll be less likely to fall. So a program at UT Arlington diagnoses seniors using some high-tech equipment that I checked out. It's something that looks like an open photo booth. The walls shift, the screen changes, and the floor tilts. Here's UTA's Chris Ray.
In daily life, when we see seniors that fall, it's usually during multitasking. And so what we'll do in here is we'll recreate that. So we can either pipe in loud noises, city sounds, or music. We can pipe in visual distractors on the screen, or we can even have them take like an IQ type test or a distractive type test on the screen as they're trying to maintain their postural control, potentially with the walls moving and everything kind of moving in concert.
Lauren, that just makes me dizzy.
Yeah, but it's helping some North Texas seniors figure out what areas they need to improve to prevent falls.
All right, Ebola and robots, fall prevention. Now let's turn to another top 2014 breakthrough story. This one's about super powerful fishing line.
That's right. An international team led by UT Dallas discovered ordinary fishing line can be cheaply converted to powerful artificial muscles. Muscles that can lift 100 times more weight than a human muscle of the same length.
That's incredible. How?
By spinning it. Here's Carter Haynes, who co-authored the research.
So I'm basically just going to insert twist into it with this motor that I have here.
Haynes has the clear thread hanging from a paperclip with a small silver metal weight tied to the bottom. As the motor turns, the thread twists, and when there's enough tension, it coils up like a phone cord.
They're very similar to the way that our natural muscles work. They're just assemblies, many fibers put in parallel. When you give them an electrical stimulus, they contract.
Controlling those contractions is what makes it possible for the threads to lift weights or power a prosthetic limb.
Very interesting, Lauren, as always, and we'll look forward to more breakthrough stories from you in the new year. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find all of our breakthrough stories, including one about computerized babies in nursing school and another on how quilting could help prevent memory loss, at breakthroughs.kera.org. Art and Seek's Critics' Choice series concludes today with a review of the year's best in Texas music. KERA contributor David Okamoto says his top 10 list is full of artists carrying on the traditions of musicians we lost this year.
2014 turned out to be a bittersweet year in Texas music. As the last 5 months were clouded by the deaths of Houston jazz pianist Joe Sample, Beaumont blues legend Johnny Winter, Slayton-reared Rolling Stones sideman Bobby Keys, and Austin-based Ian McLagan of British band The Faces. But I found solace in these 10 albums by Lone Star artists who embraced the legacy that those departed musicians made even richer. At number 10 is South of Nowhere, the debut by Spanish Gold. The tribute trio featuring Patrick Hallahan of My Morning Jacket, Adrian Quesada of Austin's Grupo Fantasma, and Dante Schwebel of San Antonio's Hacienda cast scenes of life in Laredo against a thundering backdrop of psychedelic guitars, 80s hooks, and Latin rhythms. My number 9 choice is Jamestown Revival's Utah. Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance migrated from Magnolia, Texas to the West Coast, but they still come across as a high-energy version of the band, if they had recorded music from Big Bend instead of music from Big Pink. The Big Picture by Houston-born Cat Edmondson comes in at number 8. La Lovett's former duet partner has channeled her Billie Holiday influences into a seductive pop style that celebrates the era of AM radio and James Bond soundtracks. Wow. Number 7 is All Rise by Houston-raised Jason Moran, the only jazz pianist to ever cover both Bjork and Bach. Now he pays tribute to Fats Waller, reimagining Ain't Nobody's Business and Ain't Misbehaving with R&B grooves and post-bop flourishes. And The War Came, from Austin's Alejandro Rose Garcia, who records under the pseudonym Shaky Graves, is number 6. At 27, he's an old soul with a youthful take on clap-stomp indie folk, pushing it on songs like Dearly Departed, to be as raucous as it is tender. Dallas legend Bobby Patterson's I Got More Soul lands at number 5. The 70-year-old singer recreates the pining Memphis soul of his 60s heyday in both sound and spirit. Come on, baby, just reveal it. Whatever's ailing you, let me heal it. Number 4 is Spoon's They Want My Soul. Like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, this Austin indie rock band's most endearing quality is its consistency. What they have perfected is not a formula so much as a signature, an uncanny ability to continually stretch without straying. Number 3 is From the Wreckage by The Wind and the Wave. The Austin duo drew the coveted spot opening for Bruce Springsteen's Outdoor Dallas concert in April, only to be ironically pelted with chilly winds and rain. But they soldiered on with a fierce resilience that marks such twangy life lessons as, "My mama said be careful where you lay your head." The ambitious self-titled fourth effort by St. Vincent, the stage name of Lake Highlands High School graduate Annie Clark, is number 2. Chilly yet thrilling songs like Digital Witness and Rattlesnake reflect alternative pop at its most jagged and jarring. If I loved it as much as I admired it, that might have been my favorite Texas album of 2014. But that title goes to Miranda Lambert's Platinum. The Longview superstar has been embraced by Nashville, even though she subversively defies its commercial conventions. Just listen to the roaring guitars and blunt force drama of Bathroom Sink, an unflinching song about staring down regret and insecurity, and you'll realize that she's not just getting bigger, she's getting braver.